A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Tumura Chaf Aleph, Tumura 21a, Pagination is 41. We'll start on the fourth line of the page, Masnisin, the beginning of the Mishnah. Tumuras ha-bechor v'ha-meiser, an exchange animal of a bechor or a meiser animal. Bechor is the firstborn male of a kosher animal. Meiser is the tenth that got tithed from the animals. And they are the subject of this Mishnah in that they are unique in general, and therefore we're going to calculate what happens to the Temura. Vladon, Vlad Vladon, Atsofa Olam, its descendants of this Temura. Hare elu kibuchar uchamaiser have the same halachos as a buchar animal or a miser animal, respectively. And the rule is v'yochlu b'muman lebailim. Besides what we're going to explain later in the Mishnah, but the uniqueness is that once they get a mum, they can be eaten by their owner. Normally, other karbanos, once it gets a mum, you still have to redeem it. In the case of Bechor and Meiser, once it gets a mum, it becomes permitted to the owner. Now, the question that we have to explore is, who is the owner? Certainly, by the original Bechor and Meiser, the owner is whoever's supposed to have it. In the case of Bechor, it's supposed to go to the Kohen. In the case of Meiser, and Meiser Behema is directly for the owner after it's brought as a korban. The question over here, though, is what happens to the temura of these animals? So the Rambam in Temura Gimel Beis writes, Temuras ha-bechor le-kohanim, the temura of a bechor also goes to the kohanim. It has to be given from the owner to the kohanim. U-temuras ha-meiser le-bailim, and the temura of meiser is going to remain by the owner. So going back to our Mishnah, the wording is v'yochle b'muman le-bailim, it can be eaten once it gets a mum to the owner. Well, by Meiser, that was easy to understand. By Bechor, the Rambam still holds that has to be given to the Kohen. So what does it mean? It's eaten with a mum to the owner. That's fine. It means to the owner, the Kohen. He has to be given the animal, and it's his. Again, once it has a mum, it does not have to additionally be redeemed. Now, what does it mean that it's like Bechor and Meiser? The Temura is like Bechor and Meiser. And that doesn't mean that it's going to be brought as a korban. We're going to be waiting for a mum. What it does mean is that it's holy and requires the mum before it can be eaten. And also that selling it is not done on the open market, as the law of Bechor and Meiser themselves has such a law that it's not sold on the open market. Rashi cites the reason that we've seen when we discussed Bechor in the Masechta by its name. Mishum hano did hu lo mizal zinon bekodshim. There's a degree of disgrace when you sell something on the open market, like a bidding situation. So for the purpose of Kodshim receiving the best price, so that we're willing to do. But in this case, the benefit of the sale is going to go to its owner, whether it's the owner Yisrael or the owner the Kohen, but that benefit is not something significant enough to the greater good to allow the zilzul the disgrace, if you will, of the open market. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ma bein bechor u'maisa levein kol hakadoshim. Indeed, if you're telling me that Temura has the same halacha as the bechor and the maiser itself, so what is the din of the bechor and maiser itself? Shakol hakadoshim nimkarim be'itlis v'nishchatim be'itlis. Other kadoshim can be sold and shecht in the open market, v'nishkalim be'litra, and they're weighed. Chutz min ha-bechor v'ha-maiser, except for bechor and maiser, as we discussed in the previous mesechtas, that are handled differently. V'yesh lahem pidyon, u'l'tumurosehen pidyon, and other karbanos require redemption. Chutz min ha-bechor v'ha-maiser, except for bechor and maiser, that don't have to be pidyon, they don't have to be redeemed. Once they get a mum, they are available to be eaten. And they come from outside of Eretz Yisrael as well. If a person has a korban designated, he has to bring it to Eretz Yisrael. Chutz min ha-bechor v'ha-maiser, except for bechor and maiser, since there's a solution that it simply gets a mum and then is able to be eaten, so it doesn't have to be brought to Eretz Yisrael. In bo'u tamimim yikrivu. If they're brought without a mum to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis HaMikdash, they would be brought. But if they have a mum, they can be eaten by the owner without redemption, and that would be the same halacha, again, Bechor Maiser, or the Temura of the Bechor and the Maiser. Yeshay Koach, thank you for joining.